presenting the Al Reed Show.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin. With a grin. If Mr. Bloom comes around, don't let him in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do hope you'll stay with us for the next half hour, because from here on, we're turning life round, yes, just to show you the funny side. Introducing us to ourselves, here he is, Al Reed.
Oh, she says, as good as you, she says, anyhow, that when the 5 month duke went to Thursday night, you know, because our Jack had just been for loafing the garden on. before that, I should have told you that Fred had been down. I could see there was something wrong. He says, oh, he says, what's this about our Eunice? I thought, hello. I says, oh, I says, for why, see, never let on. before that, I should tell you, she jumped up. She had one or two, you could see that. She says, oh, we're not blind, you know. I thought, right, monkey.
Oh, do forgive me. I always look forward to that. Mind you, there are some things we all enjoy, and what is more essential than to keep fit? It's up to us all to tackle each day with glowing vitality and bounding energy. Enough to leap a 5-barred gate. Keep going at all costs. That's the thing. Keep going. You've hardly time to totter down those stairs in the morning. And what greets you?
How do you expect me to rub your back if you won't hold your shirt up?
That's the wife from the kitchen.
Shirt? How do you mean, love?
Don't need to screw your face up like that. You'll not perish.
I can't make head or tail of you. You crack on, you can't move for the pain, and as soon as I go near you with the liniment, you're round the back of the settee ready to fight me. And I'm not taking your temperature again. I can't make it go up.
Oh, let me alone.
I sometimes think you want to be ill. It was just the same last year, when you thought you had rheumatism. Spent pounds on pills and bottles and goodness knows what, and then when you found you hadn't got it, you nearly broke your heart. That bathroom cabinet's full of rubbish you've brought home. And there's half those bottles without labels. See, the other day, said you couldn't speak and I caught you painting your throat with leg tan.
Well, wasn't unpleasant.
I have no patience with you. You'll do anything but see a doctor. And what's that green stuff you keep mixing for your indigestion? I don't know what it does to your inside, but I can't get it off the washbowl. You do some stupid things at times. See, I thought you'd gone quiet the other night. I asked you if you'd lost your voice, and you said, mind your own business, and covered me with mouthwash.
Now, you're making too much of it.
Now, well, why don't you go to the doctor and let him have a look at you?
Oh, I've nothing like you.
Don't know what you've got. I think you're frightened of him.
Well, that's enough.
You'll run a mile rather than face that doctor.
Have you finished?
I'm beginning to wonder if you're ashamed to let him see you.
Have you done?
See, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes.
Oh, go to... In and out in 5 minutes? Have you been to the doctor's lately? As you open the waiting room door, you begin to wonder what's in front of you. And the cheerful Charlie you sit next to doesn't help. You've met him.
Howdy-do.
Howdy-do.
Have you come for advice about your health?
Yes.
Well, if you'll take mine, you'll go while you've still got it. Anyway, if you do stay, I should get your name down for a wheelchair.
Oh, I'm not ready for one of those yet.
You will be by the time you've seen this fella.
Why, I thought you could go straight in.
Straight in? You'll be lucky. I'll say you'll be lucky at that, Florrie. See, you've about as much chance of getting in here as she has of becoming a band dancer. Well, I don't know what he's playing at. I say, I don't know what he's playing at. He's had one in there now, an hour and three quarters, to my knowledge. If he said 99 once, he said it 100 times. I wouldn't care, but I know for a fact he's only come for a bottle for his dad.
Well, I should be all right. I'm a private patient.
I don't care if you're a private detective. You're not going in before me.
Oh, dear, I hope he won't be long.
Well, wait up for yourself. I'll say wait up for yourself. There's these over here, all them in that corner, right down this side, along that wall to that lady in the green hat. Then there's us, and you're after that bus conductor with a black eye. If you want to try jumping the queue, ask him. He hadn't got that when he came in.
Oh, well, I don't think I'll bother waiting.
Have you always been that bunny colour?
Pardon?
I say, I bet you've suffered.
Oh, no, mine's nothing really.
Who does he put you in mind of, Florrie? Florrie, wake up. I say, who does he put you in mind of? Your Tom to a T, isn't it? Isn't that your Tom? Isn't that your Tom, Florrie? What'd I say to you? As soon as you walk through that door, she'll tell you. You've got his walk, same everything. You see, that was a shock. Tuesday morning, bright as rain. Wednesday night, like a light. And this fellow do you no good?
Huh?
Not Apis. He's not the regular doctor, you know.
Isn't he?
No, he's gone to the doctor's. He's a new fellow. Have you met him?
No.
You're not like him. He's a bad un. Well, listen. She's been having a purple bottle and a box of pills week after week, regular clockwork, and enjoyed it. This fella takes one look at her and then goes for her with a needle. I don't know what he was pumping in her, but it's all I could do to stop her from wearing pigtails and playing hopscotch. Well, look at the trick he played on me. I say, look at the trick he played on me. He could see there was nothing wrong with me. And he made me strip right off. I wouldn't care, but I'd only wash for a stiff neck. Gus, I plead sorry for this lad here. He's had it, if anybody else, haven't you, Al?
Hi.
He has that. He did it on you, didn't he, Al?
Hi.
He did that. Swallows a tanner, rushes in, thumps his back, coughs twice, spits it out, tossed him for it, lost, charged him £3. Anyway, if you're suffering and you really want to be put right, take my tip and go next door.
Why? Is he a doctor?
No, he's a vet.
Hey! Come here. Come here. How many times have I told you kids about playing football in this street? You'll be doing some damage yet with that ball. If it comes in this garden again, see, I'll bury it. Play somewhere else, I'm sure. I'll give you a yelling corner every time it lands in my rhubarb. And shift this pile of coats. Get your goalposts up against that other house. And see, give me that ball. Some of you kids have no idea. You want to keep it down. You'll never make footballers. Who's in goal? Jimmy, get down to this. I'll show you how to kick. Come on, lads, let's run for it.
Mind you, can't all grow up to be professional footballers. But every Saturday afternoon, millions of us can't wait to get on that ground to enjoy the game as a spectator. What greater thrill than to look forward to those 90 minutes of excitement and pleasure when we can watch the match in ease and comfort. That's if you can get in. Take this typical scene outside the ground.
You're not trying to get in, are you? You'll be lucky, I'll say you'll be lucky. Chap in front of us just gone home and he's playing centre forward.
Oh dear, I think I'll try the terraces.
Locked and barred half an hour ago.
Why, are they packed?
Packed. They've got that many in there, they're offering twice what they paid to go in to come out. And that mounted policeman's doing no good.
Why? Has he lost his temper?
No, he's lost his horse.
Oh, dear, well, I must get in somewhere.
They'll do no good here till they shift some of these directors.
Oh?
They're fast, I'll tell you. Chairman's been with them that long, he's forgotten which division they're in. Smoking cigars and supping whiskey in that boardroom. I could do that. That's twice this season they've had to come out and stop him cheering the wrong team. Well, look what happened when they paid all that money for a new left half. He was penalised 27 times for hands before they found out he was a wing three-quarter. Have you come far? Yes, you'd never get home. Like a stampede here when he blows full-time.
Well, I don't mind that if I can get in. I'll bet I'm first on the ground next week.
Well, I should set off now. They're playing Hungary away.
Of course, the success of any football team depends entirely upon the trainer. He must inspire confidence at all times, and he spends hours of every day through the week patiently coaching the team in every move of the game. Let's move down to the touchline at a practice match to see the trainer taking complete command and putting the men through their paces to make Saturday's victory a certainty.
Now start that movement again. From the goal kick, off you go.
Right.
Out your left wing, dribble forward, back past your centre half, up and under, traffic, gun lift, good. Over to your right wing, centre forward, move, up into position, swing it over, that's it, keep it low. Now dart forward, with your head, well down, wham! That's it. That's a beautiful goal, fellas. Now we'll try it with the ball.
Of course, the real menace at any match is the self-appointed football expert. There's one in every crowd. Not content with watching the game, he has to ram his opinions down everybody's throat. What a time you're in for if you get stuck next to him.
Come on, the Reds. Come on, get stuck in nicely. Oh, lovely, Conley. Now get it down the middle. Well, you big Nelly. He's no idea. Couldn't punch a tram ticket, never mind a ball. Now get up with it. Offside! Offside a mile! Get some glasses, Red! Thought it was offside, thought it was. It's up my bus right off. I should think so. Get up, Barrett, you're not hurt. Like a big tart, I'm not kidding. Somebody ruffles his hair, he wants his pants changing. Come on, Conley. Get rid, man. Look at him fiddling and fumbling about. Get shut of him. You can take it to him with you after. What did I tell you? He's lost it. I knew it. Why don't they drop him and play his misses? Well, you dirty foul!
Cut up his ankles? What are you talking about? He's had to run back 15 yards for his boots. Oh, don't give it to Conley. Anybody but him, he's a dead loss. Look at him trying to go through on his own. He's the world's worst. Ha ha! It's pathetic. Ha! Now watch him love it in the stand. He's good! What did I say? Yes, he's a good one.
Here and now, we're taking the lid off matrimony. Matrimony can be traced back through the ages to the time of prehistoric man. In fact, according to the leading authorities on the subject, it is definitely here to stay. Mind you, finding the right partner is a matter of vital importance. And it all starts when the girl takes her boyfriend home. For them, time stands still, and they live in an enchanted world of their own. But what about the poor parents? Where do they come in?
Mother! If they're not out of that front room in 2 minutes, I'm going in with his hat and coat.
Oh, you can't do that. Daddy loves her.
Aye. I love my easy chair, but he's sat in it. I don't like him. Never have done.
Shh. He'll hear you.
Do him good. And don't shush me. I don't like his attitude. Standing with his back to the fire, airing his knowledge. What does he know about politics? I'll give him it's time we had him out. I wouldn't care, but he's never worked for months. Then he has the cheek to ask me if I know anybody who wants a good manager. Only saw him in a pair of dungarees once. I gave him credit for finding a job, then I found out he was dressed up to go square dancing. Well, I don't know what you can see in him. I don't. The money was spent on that girl. He can speak 14 languages and all he can say is tar.
Mind you, it's not all love and kisses for the prospective son-in-law. Sooner or later, you'll have to face the ordeal of tackling the girl's father. We all know what an embarrassing experience that can be. Now then, Mr. Suppose you know what I'm here for? Well, I might as well come straight to the point. I'd offer you a toffee, only I've got none. you don't look so bad off it. Or, put it another way, even the bees and caterpillars, it's not as though... I haven't given it a lot of thought. Well, look at it this way, or... put it another way around, You see, it's not as though I've done anything to be ashamed of. if you'd just let me know one way or the other, could I have a drink of water? Of course, that's all very well, but sooner or later, it's the girl's father who has to foot the bill. It becomes his proud duty to give the girl a good send-off. And what greater pleasure and happiness than planning the invitations for the wedding?
Well, you please yourselves, but if you ask it now, Florrie, I'll stop at home. And before you write any more names down, will you kindly remember it's my money you're spending?
Mind you, it isn't over yet. There's still the wedding breakfast. We've all been invited to one of those. And what a mix-up that can be. By the time you've been slapped on the back by people you've never met and been introduced to people you'll never see again, tried to find your place at the table, scraped back your chair and toasted all and sundry, you hardly put your knife and fork down when some cheerful Charlie bangs on the table and calls for a speech from the bride's father.
I want to say that, Mother and I... Or, mother and me. Very proud to, very better, I'm just a bit stuck here. Or, gained a son. Here he is. I'm going to say this to Jack, and it's no use her glowering at me. Always remember these words. I shudder to think what you're up against. You've only got to look at the price of carpets, and they'll not last you. Marriage is no picnic these days. I don't envy either of you, and I hope you'll both be very happy.
But, after all, marriage is the escape to happiness, and we all treasure the joy of a happy home, particularly when there's the pitter-patter of tiny feet. How peaceful after a trying day to relax in that armchair with us children safely tucked in bed.
No!
How much longer are we going to have to put up with this? Like I said, we'd have been better off with a set of jugs. There's nothing wrong with this, nothing at all. Spoiled, that's what she is, absolutely ruined. I blame your mother for this. I'll stop coming home. Just listen to that temper. Just listen to that temper. More than flesh and blood can stand. Just let me hear you say once more she could do with a little sister. It was all very good fun, and it does remind me of the little boy I saw in the doctor's waiting room the other day. From the moment he walked in with his daddy, nobody had a minute's peace. Is this the doctor's waiting room? Dad, is it? Dad, hey, Dad! Dad, is it? Why is nobody speaking? Dad, have they all had a row? Is it like you are at home with me, mother, when you don't open your mouth? Oh, look, Dad, over there. Dad, Luke, you're not looking. Look at that bus conductor. He's got a black eye, hasn't he, Dad? Dad, hasn't he got a black eye, that bus conductor, hasn't he? Dad. Don't he look funny? Has somebody told him where to get off? Have they, Dad, have they? You could fight him easy, couldn't you, Dad? Dad, why don't you fight him now? Oh, look, see, there's that man who always has that blonde with him out of our street. Is he a comedian, Dad? Dad, is he a comedian? Well, why did you tell me, Mother, you thought there was something funny going on? Where's the doctor, Dad? Dad, where is he? Is he through that door? Is he going to make you take your clothes off, Dad? Is he, Dad? You'll be in a bit of a mess if he does, won't you, Dad? You've got no lap on your shirt, don't you? Oh, Dad, don't tell you big lies. You know very well my mother cut it off to patch it up at the front.
Oh, look, that's Billy Kennedy goes to our school. Billy! Ah, no, you don't. Don't I know you? What do you keep telling me to shut up for, Dad? Dad, I know it. He wants me to go and sit over there. He's got a pea shooter. Hello, Billy. Miss me. What's up, Dad? Did it hurt? You should have ducked like I did, shouldn't you, Dad? What's the matter with that man over there, Dad? Gout, what's gout, Dad? Dad, what's gout, Dad? Dad, what is gout? Can anybody have it? Well, it looks as though they can have it for him, doesn't it, Dad? He must be very clever, this doctor, Dad. Look at all these certificates he's got on this wall. He's got qualified medicine, qualified for surgery, qualified for orthodontics or something. Very clever, but I don't think he'll do for you, Dad. Shall I tell these people what you want? Dad, shall I tell them? Dad! My dad only wants a day off work.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin when Mr. Bloom comes around. Don't let him in.
Life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it.
That is life.
You've been listening to The Al Reed Show, starring Al Reed. Originally produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor, this program was compiled by Mike Craig.